This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Final hour of power coming up here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Big thank you to our pal Charles Davis, who just joined us in the last segment. If you missed any of my conversation with Charles, download the free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to the top of the 9 o'clock hour to get the national perspective on the game of the week. Commanders and Ravens from M&T Bank Stadium coming up on Sunday. We'll get back into Washington and Baltimore before we get out of here. But right now, wanted to take a spin around the National Football League because, believe it or not, the Ravens and Commanders, not the only two teams playing ball this weekend. A jam-packed Week 6 slate that gets underway tomorrow on Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. Seahawks and Niners, a good old-fashioned NFC West showdown between two teams coming off, let's just be real, embarrassingly disappointing losses coming up, well, this past Sunday. Did I say that correctly? There are two teams coming off embarrassingly disappointing losses. That's right, isn't it?
I guess it could also be disappointingly embarrassing.
Disappointingly embarrassing.
Either way.
Either way, damn it, I'm right. But no, nonetheless, if you don't just follow the Commanders, you understand. Seattle and San Francisco, two teams that were expected to compete for the division crown in that NFC West. Seattle off to a 3-1 start to begin the year. A 3-0 start, rather, to begin the year. They've now dropped two in a row against Detroit and then against the New York Giants this past weekend. And clearly, the loss against New York, the more embarrassing of the two. Seattle, for whatever reason, couldn't stop Tyrone. What's the old Erykah Badu song? I think you need to call on Tyrone. The Giants, for damn sure, called on Tyrone Tracy. 18 carries, a 129 on Sunday, and he helped the Giants squeak past the Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith is playing as good a football as any quarterback in the NFL to this point. Defensively, though, for whatever reason, they could not stop the G-men, who were without Malik Nabers. Kind of embarrassing. No Devin Singletary either. So tough day at the office for the Seahawks. They'll try and bounce back tomorrow against San Francisco. Speaking of which, the Niners also had a pretty ugly loss on Sunday. And they've had two ugly losses this year. They're 0-2 in their division. They completely choked down the stretch against the Rams back in Week 3. And then on Sunday against Arizona. I mean, you want to talk about completely folding. I mean, that's what we saw. They could not stop the Arizona Cardinals on the ground. Obviously, Kyler has the 50-yard scramble where he throws up the peace sign 2 yards into the damn run. You let a 6-foot, I don't even want to call him 6-foot, a 5'10 man baby scorch you defensively. This is not the San Francisco 49ers of the past 2 years. I don't know what secret sauce they're missing, They had Debo Adam on Peters. Sunday. Well, Adam Peters is clearly a big part of that. But I mean, they've got the talent. Debo Samuel was in the lineup on Sunday. George Kittle was in the lineup on Sunday. Brandon Ayuk had his best game of the year after being god-awful.
He's still not there, McCaffrey, though, right?
Christian McCaffrey, yeah, though, is the big difference. But Jordan Mason, who did fumble on Sunday, has done an excellent job carrying the load for San Francisco. But, yeah, the Niners are one of the craziest stories of the NFL to this point. They're 2-3, and when you look at their schedule coming up, and I guess for San Fran, right, the schedule doesn't matter too much because of how good this team is. But, Chris, listen to this schedule coming up, brother. For a team that's already 2-3 behind the eight ball, at Seattle on Thursday, so you're playing on a short week. Then you're home for Kansas City. You've then got Dallas at home. You go at Tampa. You're home for Seattle. Then you're at Green Bay and you're at Buffalo. I know it feels like I probably just rattled off the rest of their schedule, but it shows you how many, let's just call it a spade a spade, how many playoff and division contenders they're going against here in the next month plus. And they're already 2-3. Their two wins on the year are against the two most anemic offenses in the NFL, talking about New England and the Jets. I mean, the Jets are god-awful. We're going to get into the Jets in a second here because you know I can't help myself. I have to talk about Aaron Rodgers and company. But there is real concern, for me at least, with the San Francisco 49ers. And I have put them, against my will, in Nell's Super Six Pack each of the last 2 weeks. I feel like an idiot. I thought Brock Purdy and company would get this thing to turn around. Think about how piss poor the Cardinals, or defense rather, looked against Washington. I mean, Jayden Daniels carved them up. The Niners couldn't. I don't know if it's the result of it being a division game or what, but week six for damn sure going to get kicked off with a bang with Niners and Seahawks, two teams that could use a win right now. It's the best way that I can put it. Obviously, Washington and Baltimore, the game of the week, but the other game that I'm looking at this weekend that I've got circled, and I go, yeah, we're going to figure out one way or another who's phony and who's fake, the Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. Outside of Washington, Baltimore, probably the best game of the weekend to me. Dallas, 3-point underdogs at home going into this one. And think about Dallas to start this year. This is a group that had really one bad loss on the year. I was impressed with Dallas last weekend, I ain't going to lie. To go into Pittsburgh minus Tank Lawrence, minus Micah Parsons, and play the way that they did, super impressed. It wasn't pretty, wasn't sexy by any stretch of the imagination, but they got it done. Each of the last 2 weeks, though, and really each of the last 3 weeks, if you're going to go back to Dallas's loss against Baltimore, where they had to score 19 points in the fourth quarter to come back in that one, this Cowboys offense has had a little bit of a wall. You've scored 20 points each of the last 2 weeks. Now, granted, Sunday you're going up against Pittsburgh, who is known for having a menacing defense. But the week before that, you could only muster up 20 points against the Giants. Are we concerned about what Dallas has going on offensively?
Well, you only got 21.
Well,
on 7 field goals.
But exactly. That's the point, though. Should have been more than 21. The Cowboys couldn't move the football against the Giants. Dak Prescott barely threw for 200 yards. On the ground, they barely cracked 80 yards. So it was a defensive masterclass from the New York Giants. Look, if you listen to me during the summer when it's prediction season, I told a lot of you out there I thought that Dallas would take a significant step back. Two rookie starters along their offensive line, left tackle Tyler Guyton, and then the center, Cooper Beebe. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to have. It's a lot to try and overcome, rather. And I still think offensively the problem that they're having right now is they don't have any balance. And I think anybody that follows the NFL will tell you balance is paramount to have success in the National Football League. Cowboys 31st in the NFL in terms of running the football. The only team that's worse than Dallas running the ball is the New York Jets. We'll get into them in a second. But Dallas and Detroit, look, Detroit hadn't been world beaters by any stretch of the imagination them damn selves, but I think this is a bad matchup for Dallas. Good news for Big D is they are expecting to get Deron Bland back this week, who suffered a Jones fracture in practice and had to miss the first month of the season. He is expected to be active and up on Sunday. Whether it's in a limited capacity or not is still to be determined, but they're getting some help in their secondary. For Detroit, I mean, last time we saw them, they mollywopped the undefeated Seattle Seahawks in prime time. The only concern I have with Detroit, I guess, is maybe defensively. You know, right now Aiden Hutchinson is rushing the passer as well as anybody in the NFL. He is the league leader in pressures to this point. But their revamped secondary with Carlton Davis, with Terrion Arnold, had some struggles last time they were, you know, last time they took the field against Seattle. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and they gave that group the blues. Now, mind you, Seattle threw the ball 56 damn times, so it's kind of hard when you're facing a team that's throwing the ball that much. But still, have some reservations about what Detroit is on the defensive side of the football. We'll see if they're able to clean that up coming up here in the coming weeks. But in terms of week six, and no other matchups that really stand out to me. I guess L.A. and Denver, talking about the Chargers against the Broncos, that's a matchup that is, I will admit, relatively intriguing when you think about the state of that conference.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to look at the Bucs and Saints game, too, especially considering, I mean, mm-hmm. that hurricane is hitting Tampa right now, and that's going to be in the heads of all those players. They all got family down there, and
so they have. You know, so the ownership group for Tampa, and we don't know anything about good ownership, or we haven't known anything about good ownership until recently with Josh Harris and company. They forecasted the weather coming, and they left directly from their game last week and traveled down to New Orleans. So they are in Louisiana.
Sure.
Still getting impacted by the storm.
But they still know people there. They still have houses there. Like, right. So you know, families, that's all going to be on their heads, yes, like on their mind.
Yeah, we were mentioning that earlier. The families of the team, a lot of them at least, were able to be put up in the team hotel with the players. It's a very unique situation.
Sure.
As you're mentioning, but I agree with you.
But not everybody you know is in your family. You know, it's like there's still a lot of people you interact with in the town you live in.
For sure.
And I'm sure it's a very stressful time for everyone down there. You know, it's hard to think about work when you're thinking about your house possibly being flooded, you know, and you don't know what's going on.
Like, good thing about what's going on with members that are members of that are affected by the storm that have some ties to the Bucks, I guess. Get some money, you may be able to fix some stuff. But I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. Like, I love good weather. Like, L.A.'s got good weather. Florida's got good weather. But the natural disaster piece of all of that is
I mean, who knows if their stadiums, you know, who knows what's going to happen to it, you know? It's
I would think that, right? Maybe that the stadiums got.
I mean, I remember what happened to the Superdome when New Orleans got hit by Katrina. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know, man. I would hope it's not that bad. I would hope it's fine and everything, you know, it's just a lot of rain and doesn't really cause a lot of damage, but we know it's not always the case. So.
Yeah. It's a tough situation to monitor, man. I mean, I'm subscribed to the Sun Centennial. So the Sun Sentinel, not Centennial, it's the Sun Sentinel because I was
Sentinel.
Sentinel.
Yeah, like they fight the X-Men.
Who?
It's the name of the robots that fight the X-Men. Never mind.
I'm my file is not very deep on things outside of sports. But the Sentinel, I subscribed to them back when Tua was going through his contract negotiations because there was an insider piece that I wanted to read, and I've been getting their email alerts ever since. And that's something I'm subscribed to the Sun Sentinel and not the damn Washington Post. And that's something. But, yeah, they're showing it. I'm getting updates up to the minute. Hurricane Milton makes landfall near Siesta Key. That was at 8:35. Multiple deaths reported at about 9:11. I mean, it's tough. And And we have a lot of our listeners.
I think it was down to a category 3, which really just means the wind speeds have slowed a little.
Yeah.
Because it was a category 5 like yesterday. So at least that's good. But I think the size of this thing is just so massive. It's just, you know, there's a lot of water going to come down.
Yeah, it's.
I got some friends and family all down there too. So I'm a little stressed myself. But, you know, everybody's hoping for the best. And people have evacuated that I know at least. So.
Yeah. I know a couple of folks down there as well. I know a guy that currently is actually, let me read the text. He says he's a first responder with his other job. So he's in an op center right now as all of this is going on. He is actually the high school football coach of one Johnny Newton. So that's interesting. But, yeah, I know we have a lot of listeners out there that they call from the Florida region, and it's tough. I got a chick I used to deal with out in Florida, and we ended on terrible terms. I'm wishing her well, actually. Wishing her well.
Don't text her. Just don't text her.
Does she have service? I mean, good gracious. Back to more of week 6 in the NFL. I want to look at it from a storylines perspective here. Jacksonville Jaguars are a team that picked up their first win this past weekend against the Indianapolis Colts in, you know, gut-wrenching fashion if you're a Colts fan. They're across the pond this weekend in London as they take on the Chicago Bears. We'll talk about two teams going in opposite directions. Bears fans are feeling real good about themselves. They're 3-2. Caleb Williams coming off his best performance of the year this past week. Old Caleb was wheeling and dealing this past weekend against the Carolina Panthers, 20-29. 304 yards passing, 2 touchdowns for old Caleb Williams. The hope is that they can continue that this weekend against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, hey, Caleb Williams probably has another big-time performance. Coming into this weekend, Jags' second-worst defense in the NFL in terms of yards per game allowed. They've allowed the most touchdowns in the NFL, or the second-most touchdowns, rather, in the NFL, only trailing the Carolina Panthers. So, really good spot for Caleb Williams here. I wonder, though, big picture, how many losses can continue to pile up here for the Jacksonville Jaguars before they seriously consider making some sort of coaching switch? Like, that to me is, you know, my major concern. Trevor Lawrence, I remember I used to come on here and call him the prince who was promised, copying my favorite sports personality, Nick Wright. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has looked like a shell of himself. And I don't even know if it's fair to say that. Since that second year where they had the comeback win in the playoffs, I mean, Trevor Lawrence has stunk. I mean, he just hasn't been very good. The numbers this year, not bad, right? 6 touchdowns to just 2 picks. You look at it on its surface and you think he's playing well. Their offense the past 3 weeks, or excuse me, before the win against the Colts, 10 points, 13 points, 17 points. So they're struggling to move the football. He's in year one, or next year is year one of that massive extension that he inked this summer. Between Trevor Lawrence, between Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, and Tua Tagovailoa, holy hell, the AFC is loaded with bad quarterback contracts. I don't know what else to say. I mean, Stephen A. Smith has lost his fastball, in my opinion, as a sports analyst relative to, like, knowing what he's talking about. It's kind of a big part of the job. He had the line of the weekend about Deshaun Watson, Chris. I don't know if you saw it. He says, and I laugh because he's got a really good feel for how to be dead-ass serious in a moment that probably should be funny. He said Deshaun Watson should be arrested for how poorly he has played. I mean, seriously.
I mean, he walked off the field on that fourth down. I knew that was over. I knew it was
so
over.
So here's the thing, Chris. He's getting a bad rap for that.
I know everybody's saying there's too many players,
Many players in the huddle.
But, man, I just.
It wasn't a good look.
Oh, man.
I wonder if you're Kevin Stefanski, like, you are a 2-time coach of the year. You're going to let Deshaun Watson cost you your job in Cleveland? They can't fire him. They'd be stupid to fire him. But at this point, I remember old Jay Gruden, our pal.
Watson was saying he didn't want to run design running plays and stuff. He's like, he's not the kind of quarterback. It's like there's clearly headbutting going on there between him and the coach.
Sounds like that dumbass Robert Griffin III. He don't tell a coach how to use you. You're the player. Play. Let the coach coach. It's the one thing I can't stand.
Look, the amount of money they're paying him, I do whatever you want. You're going to pay me that kind of money.
I'm about to say, right, exactly.
I'll do somersaults in the back of the other team's end zone. I don't care, man.
I'm getting coffee for the owner. I'm doing whatever as long as they don't terminate this contract, which they kind of can't. So
no, it's why you don't guarantee that kind of money to players that have shady, you know.
Here's the solution for the Browns. Here's the solution for the Browns.
Their teams.
The best thing I think the Browns can do, Chris, and hear me out here. Chris and our listening audience, please play close attention. The cap hit that an opposing team, or excuse me, the cap hit that Cleveland's going to take is massive for trading him. But if you're an opposing team and you've got cap space, are you willing to say, hey, look, you give us a couple of first-round picks, we'll absorb this ridiculous contract?
Who wants him?
I'm thinking that,
like, that's a thing.
It's not even about wanting him at this point. It's cutting him and then taking the cap hit. That's why I'm like, if you're Cleveland, you have to attach draft capital
with him.
Yeah. To get rid of him. Because who else is going to take on that contract without getting more in return? I'm thinking maybe two first-round picks. If you're a team.
I think they just got to grin and bear it, man. I think
move forward with this.
He's going to Corbin it, you know? you just got to grin and bear it, man.
It's different, right? Because Patrick Corbin was looked at as a hero in this town.
Sure.
Deshaun Watson in Cleveland is viewed as a guy that doesn't know how to receive a proper massage. I guess there's a difference in how it's
that's
how the two are perceived. You know, either way, man, Browns, Jaguars, Dolphins. Here's the other piece of this. I was at home, just finished my Madden League game. Darius is the commissioner of my Madden League that I play in, Chris. When the Tua hit happened.
Anthony's in that league, too,
Anthony,
right?
Anthony and Toby is also in the league. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the worst record of all.
I see Darius and Anthony up on Twitch sometimes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Darius is really he doesn't turn his mic on anymore.
Talk.
He was the best. He was the best when he had his mic on there.
Yeah, I know.
Now he doesn't. Dude, it's such a different person. It's hilarious.
I know. Why did I bring up the Madden League? That's awkward.
Let's talk about your fantasy team next.
No, well, I don't have a fantasy team. But I brought up the Madden League that I play in for a reason that I can't think of right now. Oh, I was playing a Madden League game, and I turned on Thursday Night Football, and two plays happen, and then the Tua stuff happens. According to multiple reports, and I don't want to watch, and I'm not even trying to speak on it like that. I'm a God-fearing man. I'm not wishing ill will upon anybody. Clearly, that goes without saying. I don't want him to return to the field. And right now, the talks are is that when he comes off of the short-term IR, he's going to be ready to go and cleared to play, and they're going to start him.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. And this is going to sound selfish. You're not a wrestling guy at all, Chris, I know. That's not your cup of tea. But, like, the only thing that's – I guess the DeMar Hamlin thing – was technically, you know, someone dying on the playing field. He was obviously resuscitated and brought back to life.
I saw that live. I remember.
But, like, I go back to, like, Owen Hart when they botched the thing from the ceiling and he died and Vince McMahon's terrible ass just – there was literally a blood – I'm watching the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix right now. So they are highlighting what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Owen Hart has a mistake flying from the rafters. He dies in the ring, his blood splattered on the mat, and they continued the show with his blood on the mat. And I'm saying that to say I don't want to see Tua die on the field. I feel like Tua is a bad hit away from dying.
You're probably not old enough, but it reminds you of Eric Lindros.
Eric Lindros.
He's a hockey player that came in. I think he was drafted by the Flyers originally.
Yes.
And he was, at the time, super hyped. He was supposed to be the next Wayne Gretzky. He was a Wayne Gretzky in a bigger frame.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude just kept getting concussions.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, he was still a good player overall, but it was one of those things where it's like,
he didn't reach his
what could he have been, you know? And Tua kind of reminds me of this, too. It's like every now and then, there's like one guy that just keeps having this happen to him, man. And it's a shame.
The frustrating part about the Tua play was like, dog, you got the damn first down. All you have to do is slide, brother. Like, you ain't even need to do that. I feel bad for him, though, because I do. It was tough because, like, my mentality, I flipped back and forth on this. Part of me is frustrated when I hear people speaking on what Tua should do, because it's like, you're not Tua. You don't understand where he's coming from, and I'm doing it right now.
I mean, it's also a lot of money to walk away from. You got to think about your family.
Generational wealth.
And you got to think about your family and how many people are counting on you.
To be.
It's a tough decision. It's a tough, like, and at the same time, like, you know, you got kids. I think he's got a couple of kids, right? And like,
I'm not sure if he.
I thought he just had one recently, like in the last year or something, but I could be wrong.
I'll look it up here.
But like, you want to see your kids grow up. You want to be able to, you know, see that happen. Like.
Tua, yep, he has two daughters, Ace and Macy. I remember this now. I looked it up, but Odell Beckham's new child and Tua's kid have been made buddy-buddy with each other, and that's something that those two have been able to bond over, being new papas. But for Miami, man, like that's a tough situation, brother. I mean, Tua can play. I'm not going to sit here and act like
you think he's going to wear that new helmet thing that some of the guys
the
are wearing.
The Guardian cap? I mean, at this point, I mean, the Guardian cap.
I feel like he already should have been, honestly.
It ain't doing anything for him.
It can't
hurt. I think
he's
just had so many shots to the head to where a routine play for anybody else is not going to be routine for him because of the sensitivity, I would think. That's like a
bump. I'm not a nurse, scientist, or whatever.
I'm just trying to think logistically here. Like, if you've got a wound on your arm and somebody scratches you while playing basketball, it's going to bleed easier than someone that doesn't already have a cut. That's how I look at Tua's head injury. He's already had several concussions. He doesn't need to take a vicious shot in order for his next concussion, God forbid it happens, to have long-term ramifications on it. Like that, I don't know. It's tough.
No, I hear you. I don't know,
I don't want to watch Miami play. I will not watch him play no more. I won't. I can't.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to stomach, man, because I understand when the arms lock out and the fingers start doing the stuff that the fingers do. I forgot the fencing
like,
position is what it's called.
You know how like
that stuff's hard to stomach, man.
Like the NHL has this thing with like, you know, Oshie's on now and stuff, where like these guys are like on a kind of permanent injured reserve.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have something like that for him, man.
I just want to make sure, like you said, he gets his paper.
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's like,
that's my big thing.
Because like the NHL has that, you know, yeah. That's what they're doing with Nicky and that's what they're doing with Oshie. And I feel like they should have something like that for players, you know, in his position. Not guys that just don't want to play
because
they're being,
it's tough.
Difficult. But, like, his situation's different, man.
Yeah.
Like,
a guy, Athan in Annapolis, tweets at me and says, unfortunately, Cleveland has to choke on the contract. They should just tank the rest of the season and try to get one of the quarterbacks coming out. Yeah, that's a real situation. And then my guy tweets at me, my old ball coach, Ray Fowle out at Magruder High School. Tweets out at me and says it's hard to walk away. I mean, I can speak to that. I mean, I had to shred my knee three different occasions before I realized it's probably just not worth it. I mean, the grueling rehab that these guys go through, it takes a lot of mental fortitude, I would say, to have the mental stability to come back from a significant injury like that. But it's going to be tough sledding moving forward. It's going to be hard to watch Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins. Tomorrow, Chris, you will be out at Cap One Arena for the Capitals' 50-year anniversary.
Yep.
They're roommates.
And we're wearing a jersey, too, so if anybody wants to come up and say hi, I have to see what jersey I'm wearing.
If you see long locks in a jersey, you know it's not one of the players. You actually look like a hockey player, by the way.
I mean, I used to play hockey when I was young, man.
I can imagine. You look like it. Cap's roommate at Cap One Arena, the Washington Wizards, they're in action right now. In their second game of the preseason, their preseason home opener going to be this Friday. One of the guys that kind of helped usher them into the future, I say this facetiously, Bradley Beal, joined a podcast earlier this week and had some revisionist history on what happened and how he was shipped out of Washington. We'll let you hear from Bradley Beal coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
About 20 minutes left to go before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. You've been tapped in. It's overtime. Youngest in charge movement, Lynnell Willingham, riding with us for about 19 minutes now. At this point, we talked a lot about Washington and Baltimore coming up on Sunday. Just took a quick spin around the NFL. A couple of calls filing in about us spinning around the National Football League. Double A. Austin, Annapolis. It's some bald Greek in Annapolis. Athen, my brother, how are you?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good.
We didn't hear from you today, bro. Hold on. I actually got a bone to pick with you. This is the first Windbag Wednesday in ages. We didn't hear from you today, brother. I know you've been busy out there.
Yeah, you know I'm dealing with some life stuff right now, so got to put that at the forefront. But I will. I'm gonna have to listen to the show on a rewind tomorrow also because I've got some other things going on that I'll text you about on the side. But okay. I just wanted to say, you know, Lynnell, you got to blame the Dolphins as much for anything because they saw those violent hits he took last year. They knew his overall injury history. I have never seen somebody's fingers do what he did.
Dude, it's
when
scary.
It happened last year.
It's scary.
And then the way that his arm went up in the air. I mean, and then you had Chris Nowinski, the former WWE wrestler, talking about how it's a.
Dude, you broke up for a second there, Adam.
I tweeted it to you. They're on the hook for this contract. If they wanted to do the morally right thing, they would just sit him the rest of the year and let him get this year's payout. They, you know, basically would be tanking.
Yeah.
Because some quack doctor is going to clear him to come back and play. Then let him be the backup, play the rookie, let him get another year pay, and then cut the guy. That's my only thing. I mean, they're on the hook for this. The Dolphins, medical staff, their GM, their owners saw the hits this guy took last year and what happened with him. And they still gave him the contract. It's their fault.
Yeah, now I agree with you financially. Like, that to me was one of my number one reasons as to why I wouldn't have paid him all that money. One, he simply, to me, is not a quarterback that elevates the guys around him. I think he's a system quarterback, and that system is tailor-made to fit his skill set. But Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the numbers last year against teams with a winning record, I mean, it was god-awful. They were a completely different team. And even in the game he got hurt, Afton, he was playing like trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough situation.
And listen, listen, the last thing I'll say is, you're old enough to remember Jordan Reed. And Jordan Reed could have been a Hall of Fame tight end here, you know. But unfortunately, some guys just respond to these concussions, you know, differently than others, and it's a sad state of affairs because they're so talented, but you got to do what's morally right for the person, and unfortunately the Dolphins gave him all that money and he's not going to give it back because he wants his family to be secure. Same thing with Jordan Reed, but you know, they're on the hook for it now, so you know, it's the only thing probably Ron Rivera did right when he was here was not draft him.
No. Afton, appreciate you as always, my brother. We will talk soon.
Got it, brother.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough as a fan having to watch it, man. Like, I'm being serious. Like, if Tua Tagovailoa started in a game against Washington, I would have to think about whether or not I wanted to watch. I don't want to see that, man. It's like, it's difficult for me to stomach. I'm not trying to, you know, speak in hyperbole when I say that. Like, I really genuinely mean that. But I understand Tua is in 1% of the world population-wise. Like, he is one of one in terms of his ability and his ability to play the position and the passion that he has to play the position. Like, not everybody – look, you can think that football is all glitz and glamour, but the stuff that these guys put themselves through to be able to go out and compete on a Sunday or a Saturday or a Friday night if you're in high school, like it just, I don't think it's talked about enough, but I don't know what happens ultimately with Tua, but I'll say this, Snoop Huntley's better figure it out, man. I didn't realize how bad Miami has been this year offensively without Tua. They are literally the worst offense in the NFL. They are averaging a whopping 12 points a game. They've scored 5 touchdowns through 5 weeks. It's miserable. 1-800-636-1067. I'm making my illustrious return to Cap One Arena this Friday for Wizards and Raptors, the home preseason opener. Speaking of the Wizards, one former Wizard, Bradley Beal, can't stop talking about the Wizards. We'll let you hear from him next. One final segment here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Young is in charge with Lanell Willingham. Get you geared up for Commanders and Ravens, what we spent the majority of this program talking about. Tomorrow, check out our guys Grant and Danny live out of Cap One Arena for the 50th anniversary red carpet special. Is that what we're calling it?
I know it was a red carpet special, but it's the 50th anniversary Caps event. And I know Third Eye Blind is playing there at the arena tomorrow.
Isn't that some? What
yeah, tickets
get.
Are 1974 throwback to the year they were founded.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, as a bonus, I think Toby's going to be doing the final hour after their show of Overtime. He'll be doing that from there as well. So
Love it. Yeah, yeah. I make my return to Cap One Arena Friday. Feels like during football season, especially with the team this good, it's hard to try and split your attention and go back to caring about the NBA. Read this from someone on Wizards Twitter. Wizards have 29 turnovers tonight. There was 9 minutes left to go in the game. Can I repeat that to you? Because it's a ridiculous feat. 29 turnovers with 9 games left to go. Good God. I hope we're not as bad as I think we're going to be.
So do you think they're still tanking?
I think so, Chris. I think so. Speaking of tanking, one guy that wasn't for tanking was Bradley Beal. That's why he's no longer a member of the Washington Wizards. He had this to say about what went down when the new regime of the Washington Wizards got to town.
For sure. 100%. But to go through the minute we, DC, made that change in the front office, I'm going to lie, I love them to devil. Them boys ain't waste no time. They say, hey, B. We think it's time. Like let's turn this chapter. Let's get you to somewhere where you can win. Allow us to get some pieces back to rebuild this thing, and you know, do it the right way. And when I heard that, I said, you know what? It's probably one of the most respectful things I've heard.
Not facts.
In 11
years. Not facts.
That transparency.
It's not in the league.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do that. It's not there because, you know, I loved all of the guys that I've had the pleasure of playing for in the years past, you know, but we never built a team, right? And that's always the, you know, we're going to build a team. We're going to do this. Those things never happen, right? And you kind of get the short end of the stick a little bit, facts. Right? And so that's always the toughest part where I wish fans knew a lot more because,
hell,
if I could make a team, man, I have 30 All-Stars over here.
Not for real. For real.
You know, it's about the up tops and what they're willing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad. Love-hate relationship with Brad. Clearly more love than hate because I don't hate anybody.
I'm a Suns fan, and let me tell you, it's very complicated for me.
Well, I mean, if he would have played last year, I think if you're a Suns fan, and I know you are, Chris, looking at it from the angle of, well, when he was on the floor, they were one of the best teams in the West. So, clearly, I think Phoenix is one of the sleeper teams this year. I actually like what they have if they're going to be healthy. My big question for them, obviously, is going to come down to...
It's KD.
Yeah. Can KD give you the play that you're looking for, and can Tyus Jones be the answer at point guard? Like, that to me is the big question. Their bench unit also is a question. Them bringing over Mason Plumlee, I think, is huge. Getting them some real legitimate size off of the bench. It's Mason Plumlee off the bench. It's Grayson Allen off the bench. It's Royce O'Neal off the bench. It's Bol Bol off the bench. So you're probably going 8-9 deep. That's if Damian Lee and Josh Okogie get some bench minutes as well. I don't know, man. Phoenix is interesting. Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker.
Booker looks so good on Team USA, too, I got to say. So.
I know. The thing about Booker in the Team USA setting is you get to really see him hone in on more of the intangibles that I think you don't normally get to see when you're playing 5-on-5 basketball. So, the Wizards will probably win 20 games this year, and we'll watch all 20 of those wins as well. That's going to do it here for this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Make sure you check out the podcast up momentarily. Big thank you to Melissa Kim of 105.7 The Fan, as well as Charles Davis of CBS for joining us. Ravens and Commanders coming up on Sunday. Want to hear more of the Ravens and Commanders preview? Join us tomorrow, Throwdown Thursday, myself and the Rooster, Chris Russell, 1-4 over on the Team 980. Live local programming. Back with you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Those four old guys, sports junkies, get you geared up. Start tomorrow, 6 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.